Day 202, or July the 21st. Today is the day to repent. Our thoughts today come from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. As Isaiah comes toward the end of his condemnations of Israel's neighbors, there are some lovely pearls of encouragement from God. Sadly, they are not always accepted, but it reminds us that God is not simply a condemner, but a source of encouragement and hope. And now today's action step. The world of the 21st century is so active that you could be excused for thinking that doing things is the way to a satisfied and complete life. Isaiah tells us on God's authority that it is quite the opposite. He uses four words to describe what our persona should be: repentance, rest, quietness, and trust. Real contentment always begins with repentance. And the others are then consequences. Repentance comes in many varieties. The most important is toward God when we confess our sinfulness and inadequacy before the God who made us. This is the most important step you will ever make if you see it through to receiving God's gift of eternal life. You can get more help with this by listening to Day 21 again. Repentance towards others is vital too, otherwise you will get more and more knotted up inside as you carry a load of unforgiveness around with you. An often forgotten act of repentance is inward repentance, the act of forgiving yourself for doing, thinking, and saying the wrong things at the wrong time. So do you have any repenting to do today? Could you use the rest, quietness and trusting attitude that Isaiah talks about? Well, you know where to start now. So why not make a note to listen to today's reading again next week to see if you've actually repented, or are you no better than Isaiah's hearers?